KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly sunny skies, some very light fog lingering in the low-lying areas. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news and area news, the Cass County Emergency Management Agency reported Monday that the Oneida Municipal Utilities had issued a citywide boil advisory. Residents in Oneida served by the utility should boil their water before consumption and let it cool or use bottled water until further notice. Additional details are currently not available on that situation. Two motorcyclists were injured Tuesday in Mills County when they collided on 221st Street at around 9:20 p.m. The Iowa State Patrol says 30-year-old Corey Livingston of Omaha and 40-year-old Matthew Ollie of Council Bluffs were hurt. Following the crash, Livingston was flown by LifeNet to Bergen Mercy Hospital, while Ollie was transported by Silver City Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The patrol reports a 2017 Harley-Davidson touring cycle operated by Livingston and a 2012 Harley operated by Ollie were southbound on 221st Street near the intersection with Barris Road. A preliminary investigation indicates a third motorcycle traveling with those two had slowed down and turned left onto Barris Road. The other two cycles passed the intersection, and Ollie apparently slowed to turn around to get on Barris Road when his cycle was struck from behind by Livingston's motorcycle. The collision caused both those machines and their riders to enter the west ditch. The Mills County Canine Unit arrested a woman from Page County on drug charges early Tuesday morning. Sheriff's officials said the traffic stop on a vehicle for an equipment violation happened on Highway 34 near Levi Road just before 2 a.m. Authorities said during the investigation, methamphetamine, prescription pills, and drug paraphernalia were found. The driver, 27-year-old Destiny Estelin Louise Graham of Coyne, was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, five counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And she was being held in the Montgomery County Jail, or the Mills County Jail, it is, on $7,300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also 31-year-old Epaw of Omaha was arrested at around 5:30 a.m. Tuesday for interference with official acts and fugitive from justice. His bond was set at $300 for the interference charge and no bond on the fugitive charge. 20-year-old Andrew James Lipset of Glenwood was arrested Monday night in Mills County for interference with official acts and disorderly conduct. 56-year-old Kelly Jo Hogdahl of Henderson was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday on a fugitive from justice charge for which there was no bond. And 50-year-old Eric Dwayne Pittman of Council Bluffs was arrested late Monday morning at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. He also was being held without bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Tuesday arrested 44-year-old Joseph Edward Harris of rural Essex. Harris was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for probation violation. He was being held in the jail on charges of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second when he was slapped with the latest charge. His total bond is $15,000. Red Oak police report four people were arrested Tuesday. At around 9:15 p.m., officers were dispatched to the 1,000 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak for a reported fight. Upon further investigation, police arrested 20-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux, 19-year-old Jose Alfredo Clarence Portales, and 19-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton, all of Red Oak. Each was charged with breach of peace or disorderly conduct and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $300 each. Montgomery County deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak police. And at around 7 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 21-year-old Luis Rodriguez Ibarra of Red Oak. Ibarra was taken into custody for violation of probation. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. In other news, the Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the High School Media Center beginning at 5:30. Action items on their agenda include accepting the resignations of Chelsea Germer, fifth-grade teacher, and Cynthia Will, Schuler Elementary paraeducator. The board will also act on contract recommendations, 2018-19 workers' compensation renewal, and fiscal year 2018 bills, and they'll discuss a self-assessment. And in state news, two bicyclists were struck by a van Monday afternoon in northwest Iowa's Palo Alto County. One of the riders died, the other was hurt. The Iowa State Patrol says the van driven by 83-year-old Dwayne Anderson of Esterville was traveling south on County Road N40 at around 1:20 p.m. At the same time, 33-year-old Lacey Joe Rouse and 36-year-old Luke Brian Rouse, both of Emmitsburg, were riding their bikes southbound on the outer portion of the travel lane. Anderson was adjusting his mirror and failed to see the bicycles after the bikes were hit. Luke Rouse and his bicycle came to rest in the west ditch. Lacey Rouse and her 4-year-old son Hank, who was a passenger on the bike, were knocked down and came to rest on the west shoulder. Luke and Lacey were transported to the by a Palo Alto rescue to the Palo Alto Hospital, where Luke Rouse died from his injuries. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Ike Madsen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Ike Madsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has arrangements. Virginia Barnholt, age 92, of Messina, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Virginia Barnholt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Connie Collins, age 66, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the UNMC's Buffett Cancer Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Connie Collins will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alan Peterson, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Alan Lee Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Arthur Duff, age 92, of Denison, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Arthur Duff will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida. Catherine Gall, age 52, of Omaha, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A memorial service for Catherine Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Margaret Clifford, age 95, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret Clifford will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. And Levere May Anderson, age 82, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Levere Anderson will be held July 3rd at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.